picture description intermediate. In the picture, we can see a boy who appears to be in his early teens. He's lying on a bed that is covered in dishevelled sheets and a pillow. The room surrounding him is quite messy, with things strewn on the floor, toys scattered about, and papers piled up haphazardly on the table. It seems like the boy's focus is solely on the tablet in his hands. He seems engaged in what he's doing on the tablet, perhaps playing a game, watching videos, or listening to music. The disorder in the room doesn't seem to bother him. He is part of his own digital world now. He looks completely happy and contented. I'm not sure what his mother would say if she entered the room, but I suppose she would be angry with the mess. Although, at the moment, he is involved in the digital world, it seems that he is still not completely addicted to it. The toys lying about on the floor are building blocks and Lego elements. It indicates that the boy likes being creative and loves building things. Maybe the video game that he is playing is also a building game. Boys his age are usually still keen on playing Minecraft or even Lego games. Video games are not necessarily evil for kids. They can have several benefits. They help with critical thinking and strengthen their problem-solving abilities. They require good hand and eye coordination, and they can also be educational. Multiplayer video games give opportunities for children to collaborate with other players and can help children connect with friends and meet new friends. Their English skills also get better if they play the games in English. They can build virtual worlds, design characters, or solve puzzles. Video games can provide a source of entertainment and relaxation for children and help them unwind and relieve stress. As long as they don't get addicted to the digital world too much, playing video games is a good pastime. But if I were this boy's mum, I would make sure that he tidied up his room when he finished the game.